Welcome to The Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey there, and welcome to the podcast today. I'm so glad that you're with me. It's going to be awesome today. I've got one of my most awesome friends ever, Lynette Penny Gainham. Listen, if you've ever been to Gathering of Artisans, any of the other conferences that I've done, either in Europe or over here, you have probably met Lynette. She's an incredible woman, artist, musician, creative, influencer from Scotland. She's got an incredible story of healing and restoration and really vision that God has done in her life. We've been friends for a long time. She's become a part of the mentoring program in the last few months. And man, God has just been rocking her world. And she's, listen, as she was telling her story on the podcast episode, as we were recording that, both of us were just about in tears. I mean, it really is awesome how God's been showing up in her life. And so I can't wait to share that with you today, later on the podcast. All right. Now, listen, as we're getting started today, I want to remind you that we are in the middle of getting ready for a brand new video series that I'm doing called Artists Rise Up. It starts on September the 10th, which is just right around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it. And the whole purpose of it is to really help you get super clear on what it means to be a thriving artist in the kingdom, and also how to begin to accelerate that process so that you don't just slog around year after year, month after month, trying to figure this thing out yourself. I know that was my story. That's the story of a lot of people that I have met over the years that just kind of feel like the Israelites. Man, they're just going round and around and around, doing the same thing, trying the same thing, getting the same old results in their life, and it's completely frustrating. So that's why I've developed this Artist Rise Up series. Is 5 videos, all right, coming out September the 10th. And each of the 5 videos is super focused on one topic. The first one is going to be focused on what I call the rise of the thriving artist. It's talking about this movement that God's raising up all over the world, all right? No matter what creative medium you're in, no matter what your experience level is, we're going to be talking about what does this movement look like and how you can step into that. The second video is all what I call the marks of a thriving artist. All right. What does it mean to thrive? And what are some of the marks, some of the signposts, if you will, of a thriving artist? And what are some of the results, the transformational results that you can expect to see in your life if you are really thriving as the artist that God created you to be? The third video in the series is going to be all about overcoming the 5 big roadblocks. And I'm going to tell you, you know, every time I say the 5 big roadblocks, you can trust me, I'm probably going to have 7 or 8, because as I get to talking and the Lord starts showing me things as I'm sharing, I just got to go with it. And so we're going to be talking about, again, practically how to overcome some of the big common roadblocks that all artists, especially Christian artists, struggle with and that stand in the way of them thriving. All right. The fourth is going to be all about experiencing breakthrough, because listen, I know that so many of you have spent years, all right, waiting seemingly on God to show up and do something. Well, guess what? There's a process to receiving breakthrough. I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen in hundreds, if not thousands, of other artists' lives, as they've been in the mentoring program, as they've done things that I've showed them how to do that the Lord's done in me. I'm like, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. Do the things that are working in my, do those things. Okay. I'm going to share that process with you in this series. All right. So that you can get off of stuck. You can get off of frustrated, and you can get in to acceleration. All right. Get on with what God's called you to. And then the last video is all going to be all about taking your place. What's your story? All right. Why are you into this? All right. Are you all in? What does it mean to really rise up and take the next step to start seeing clear results in your life? That's what the series is about. Again, it's really fueled by my calling to raise up an army of artists. That's what God called me to back in 2009. And that's my heart. So that's what the series is about. It's absolutely free, but we are asking you to register for that so that we can send you reminder emails. We can get you all the links to the videos. They're way too big to put out on social media alone. So we're putting them in a focused place on the backside of our website where you can watch it. You can be focused. You can not have all the distraction of social media, and you can really get the most out of this series. All right. So to get that link, all you got to do is go to the show notes right now. Just click the link. It'll take you to a page. You can put your name and email in there. It'll register you, and it'll immediately send you a link in your email. All right. So don't use some junky email. Don't use your crappy email. All right. Don't use the email that you, I know everybody's got one. Use the email you actually check. All right. Because we're going to be sending you things throughout the series that will remind you about the different videos that are coming out each day. All right. We're also going to remind you about the last opportunity to join Created to Thrive, my artist mentoring program. The last opportunity this year. We're closing the doors on September the 21st, and we've got some incredible bonuses that we're putting together as we close the doors for this year. If you have been considering at all becoming a part of this incredible community of artists, again, from all over the world, this is going to be your last opportunity, and we'll be talking about that at the end of the series. All right? So make sure you register for that series. The only place you can see it is when you register. It will not be available anywhere else. So make sure that you do that today so that you don't miss out. All right. Now, before we jump into the interview with Lynette, I want to give a big shout out, obviously, to one of my awesome podcast listeners. And today it's Jasmine P. Her title was, I needed to hear this. And this is what she said. I think she's listening on iTunes, it looks like. She said, I've been an artist for many years, but always felt that there was more I needed to tap into so I could overcome stubborn artist block. Matt Tommy was the answer to those prayers. Thank you for encouraging, lifting, and speaking words of wisdom and light into our lives. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much. That's a real encouragement to me. And obviously, I'm not the answer. Jesus is the answer. I'm I'm pointing you to Jesus. I'm pointing you to hopefully to learn how the kingdom works in your life. And I can show you the practical things, but he's the one that brings transformation. And I know you know that, but thank you, really. It means the world to me to hear that the things that we're doing here on the podcast are an encouragement to you and in your life. And so thank you. Thank you very much, Jasmine, for your subscribing to the podcast and for writing your review. If you're sitting out there and you're like, oh my gosh, I'd love for Matt to give me a shout out, or I've never subscribed to the podcast or written a review, all you got to do right now, wherever you're listening, on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, whatever, go to the top of the podcast, click subscribe, so that makes sure you get every episode that comes out. We do two a week. And then make sure that you write a review. Usually, like on iTunes, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of all the episodes, you'll see a little thing there that says write a review. And you can give it 5 stars and you can write a little message right there, just to let other folks that know that the podcast has been a blessing to you. And it also encourages our team as well, as we continue to create resources, hopefully, that are a big, big blessing in your life. All right. Well, hey, without further ado, I want to jump into this most awesome podcast episode with my dear friend, Lynette Penny Gainham. Here it is. Well, hey, everybody, I'm so excited to have one of my dearest friends in the whole wide world, Lynette Penny Gainham. Lynette, I'm so glad you're here with me today.
I am delighted to be here, too.
Listen, you are one of my special people. I mean, you are such a dear friend to Tanya and I, you and Keith, and God, man, God has used you to open so many doors around the world for me for so many years, and thank you for being my friend, first of all.
I like being your friend, but, you know, I've got mascara on, so be nice, but not too nice.
That's right. Oh, gosh, Matt, don't gush. Now, for those of you who have not met Lynette, she is just an incredible person in God's kingdom. She and Keith live in Scotland, and are everybody's trying to figure out, is that a South Alabama accent? Where is she
from? Yeah, it's like far out.
That's right.
Yeah.
For those people that have not ever heard the story, we met, I guess, via an email, not on some weird international dating service, unless anybody's going, well, how did we meet? No, this we met when God was really kind of stirring up in my heart to go to Scotland. And we were like, who do we know in Scotland? What are we going to do over there? And we had a mutual friend connect us, right?
That's right. Well, you had connected with me and I had went, no, thank you very much. I don't want these cheeky Americans coming over to Scotland and telling me what to do. So I kind of missed the opportunity. And God, who's a lot more wise than I am, connected us back again. You'd invited someone else who couldn't make it. They were expecting a baby, and it was Tracy.
Yeah.
And she had said to you, oh, I know someone that would be really good, and gave you my name again. So I got a second chance, and I'm so glad I did. It's been one of the best things that's ever happened to me, really, as an artist. Yeah.
It's been so wonderful to see, because, you know, people see now what Gathering of Artisans has become, and this whole movement of artists all over the world. And I tell people, and you know, Ray Hughes told me this. He said, listen, when you go to Europe, you go to Scotland, he said, there may be more of you than there are of them at first. And you remember that first Gathering of Artisans we did? It was like that. I think there were more in the band than there were in the room.
I think it was called the Faithful Remnant. It was quite sparse, but
you know, think about who God had in that room, and think about the relationships that were formed, and what God did in the kingdom, and just incredible. So we could talk about that for 2 hours, but and for more. But for many of you who have been to Gathering of Artisans conference here in America or in Europe, in Germany or Scotland, you've met Lynette before and know what an incredible person she is. But Lynette, I want to talk about your story, personally, because you have just been this last, I don't know, year, 18 months, really on such a journey of transformation. And for as long as I've known you, it's like you're coming alive and coming into.
Finally.
I mean, really, even more. And it's so exciting. And so give everybody the thumbnail, just, you know, short version of who you are, what you do creatively, that sort of thing, and where you are in the world in particular. So,
I would say previously, because it does feel like previously. Mm. I'd probably been doing prophetic art since about 1999, but I'd been doing it before, but not given it a title.
Right.
And I've done that all over the world in different places, taught in different nations, South Africa, you know, Germany, Sweden, Ireland, America, and didn't really realize how much I believed my own hype. but behind the scenes, I wasn't doing too good. So really, it has been these last 17, 18 months of rediscovering myself again, but in a much more, less pressure, more down to earth, and not believing my own hype, being a lot more real with myself.
Yeah.
About where I am art wise and where I would like to be, and that's a big chunk of why I'm in the mentoring program.
You know, I was going to tell you just when we came on today on screen, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, we do these on video, or you may be watching this via video, whatever, but there is a difference in your face. No, I mean, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's-
there's a brightness to your face and to what God's doing in your heart that is incredible.
Wow.
And, so, you know, I think for so many of us creatives, and I know this was my story, you do kind of believe your own hype, and or you get into this thing of kind of trying to make it happen or keep it happening. God yeah. was doing something, and now you're kind of living off the fumes of that, and yes. Trying to keep it. And there can be those seasons that we walk through where we're like, you know, things are not okay. But at the same time, we feel this pressure to keep going. And I know that's kind of your story, right?
That's exactly right. That's what it was like. I'm very aware of, if you're not riding the crest of the wave, people forget about you. You know, and you, one of my teachings is, you know, that we're so unique that if we don't fulfill what God has for us, no one else can fulfill that. So you're creating a void.
That's right.
But I fell into the void and went, well, the world's still turning, you know, and other people are carrying on and look how brilliant they're doing. And instead of it making me happier to see all the prophetic art appearing and doing really well, I just realized, wow, I've just fell by the wayside. And I don't mean no one cared, but I felt that I just diminished.
Right. Isn't it interesting how, you know, I think all of us go through this in our life. You'll be going along and everything's great. And then the Lord's like, all right, I'm ready to take you to the next level. And so we're just gonna press on this little issue that you think you've already dealt with, right? Okay. And I know for me, like last year when my mom died, you know, that was like, she broke her arm in June. And then we're like, what's going on? And then 2.5 months went by. And then we found out she had cancer. And then a month later, she's gone. And we're like, what? And, you know, things that I thought I had dealt with in my life, all of a sudden the Lord started using that situation to bring those things to the top. Not in order to torment me, right? No. Or you, but in order to say, listen, I'm trying to get you to the next level. I'm trying to get you into the thing that I've created you for. Can we go a little deeper and deal with this? So
I felt like it was like God cleared the decks. You know, I'd filled my life with all these seemingly successful things, and I'm doing this next week, and I'm doing that, and I'm speaking here, and I'm doing this, and God just swept the decks and said, none of that matters if you're not right. If there's cracks in your foundation, we must go back to the foundation and fix what's wrong, or every time you try and build on that, you're going to wobble, you know. So
And so, you know, as we were kind of talking and, you know, knowing your story before this and everything, those are not easy issues, some of those to deal with. And you became a part of the mentoring program, which I was like, wow, this is awesome. Okay. You know,
well,
this is going to be incredible. So talk about that, because I think that even in itself was like a huge step for you.
It was a huge, big humility pill to swallow. I think one of my issues has been pride. It still is, still burn a bit when, you know, at certain situations, but I could probably have been in the mentoring program ages ago, but my pride was holding me back, probably asking for help, accepting help.
Right.
My issues had made me withdraw from most of the world. So having to see people again, speak to people again.
Interact with them, right?
Communicate with them was all quite a big for me.
Which is so funny, see, when people see you on the surface, they think big personality, extrovert, whoa, all that.
And it's not that it's false. This is the thing. I tell you, this is the biggest battle I've had. God says he's going to restore to me the years that the locust have eaten. Because despite all the stuff that was going on, there was a lot of things in terms of ministry or working with different ministries that really hurt my heart. and made me question, I don't understand what this is all about.
Right.
And God has spoken again and again about restoring the years the locusts have eaten. But at the same time, the enemy is there whispering, going, well, that was not God. And, you know, that was your pride and that was your insecurity. And I have been on this journey with God of, no, actually, that is God. And actually, that is mine. And you're not going to take everything away from me because
right.
that is not what God is doing. You know, like, for example, he would whisper to me, you used to go here and you used to do that and you used to be invited everywhere and you used to travel.
Like and it was God, over, right.
Like it was over.
Yeah.
And God said, they are not things that you used to do. They are achievements.
Wow.
You achieved those things.
Yeah.
And just put a totally different spin on it. And I got to keep those treasures instead of him making it as if they were worthless. Because yeah. they're not.
That's right. They're a part of your journey, right?
Yeah. But I'd like to say, Matt, it's hard not to... it was hard not to resist the mentoring because you talk so much sense. And I know we joke around, but you talk so much sense in the mentoring program and in your teachings that there isn't any arguing with it. I ran out. I'm like, oh, well, that's okay for Matt, you know, and it's easier in America and blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
But the more I listened, the more I was like, he's right.
Yeah.
And he knows because he's done it.
Well, I think that's the thing that I always tell people. It's like, none of this is like, you know, I just decided to come up with all this stuff. Like, this is me dragging myself and the Lord dragging me through years and years of my own junk, right? And
exactly.
And coming out on the other side. And I love, because you said, you know, before you were in the mentoring program and as you've been dealing with this, all this, you were dealing with, I mean, real things, just like I did in my life, addiction.
Yeah.
Overwhelming weariness, I mean,
yeah.
self-sabotage, all that kind of stuff.
That.
I mean, that just gets overwhelming, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's debilitating, I think, at some point.
Yeah. Dealing with self-medication isn't just about, you know, drugs or alcohol or, you know, sleeping tablets or whatever your addiction is.
Right.
It's the self-medicating because you're not coping.
Yeah.
You're trying to cope and you're trying to look like you're coping, but you're not coping because you're asking things of yourself that God never asked.
Wow.
Whereas if you fall into line with what...
Say that again. See, that was so good. You're asking. No, that was so good.
Well, it is. It's like you're asking things of yourself that he never asked of you.
Ooh, come on.
Oh, glory.
That is so good.
But it is, and I was doing that to myself. And again, fitting into programs that God hadn't asked me to fit into. It is, I guess, like David putting on Saul's armor.
Yeah.
You're taking on yourself things that God's like, I never asked you to take that on. And I feel like I'm literally relearning so much. So much about myself, good and bad, really. Where I would put myself through things that I didn't need to put myself through, and then wonder why I was totally exhausted and burnt out and peopled out, because actually God didn't want me to do that in the first place.
Wow.
He wanted me to rest a lot. And although it's funny because you see my face is brighter and different. And a few people have mentioned it, but I am still going through a lot of physical illness and pain, but yet I'm changing on the inside.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an amazing thing, I think, when our spirit and our minds and our heart begin to align with
yes.
the truth of the kingdom, it begins to infiltrate through our body. I mean, just like the opposite is true, right? Stress and anxiety and fear and shame and
yeah.
all of that shows up in our body as well.
The amount of effort that I put into hiding shame, hiding addiction, hiding fear, hiding, insecurity, big thing, insecurity. You work hard to hide that. And when you're an extrovert, introvert, you get that balance wrong, and oh my
Yeah.
goodness, not good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for somebody that is maybe going, "Oh my God, she's telling my story." And they're out there, talk about how this, I think, incredible community of Created to Thrive and this incredible mentoring community that God's put together. Talk about the role that that's playing in this
Wow.
development journey for you. And because it's not just about videos and teaching and that sort of thing. It's so much more than that. So talk about that for you in particular.
It's love, it's acceptance, it's the encouragement that comes through on all different levels, the challenges, being stretched, doing this, I'm all up for it, and then half an hour before it, I have a meltdown. I
Home and telling mom off. I'm not doing it.
it's I can say all I want that I'm a forerunner and that I'm called to be different. I always have been different. I've always stood out in the crowd, and I do know that God has that forerunner anointing on me. But I use that as an excuse not to run with people. And one of the things God showed me about forerunners is they forerun and then they come back and walk at the pace that everyone else is walking at to
Wow.
go with them. And I was avoiding that connection and that relationship stuff. And this, the mentoring program and the Thriving Christian Artist is stretching me, but showing me that this is a good thing. This is a place of growth, and nothing to fear. When I'm suffering anxiety, I will avoid those things, but bit by bit, I'm learning this is a safe place, a place to grow and to learn and to share and to, and it's a good place.
Well, so I think so many of us learned Christianity, in the context of having to be perfect and having to perform. And we've all been through situations where maybe you leave a church or somebody leaves a church and you never talk to them again, or anybody's going through a problem and nobody contacts them, or everybody just kind of dances around the issue. And I think the beautiful thing, again, not that we're celebrating difficulty, but it's like you realize, hey, we all walk through junk. I remember the stuff that I've walked through last year, again, with the death of my mom, with my own struggles, just things going on in my life. I share those in the mentoring program. And I think that's been one of the most freeing things, even for me, somebody that's leading it, is like, wow, they appreciate that
Honestly.
transparency. And I think you start to realize that, wow, my friendships and my ability to walk with people is not based on my performance and not based on my perfectionism, but it's based on my willingness to invest in real relationships with people and show my scars, if you will. And I think that's just so huge. And I think it's when we do that that the Lord is building on the authority that He's put into our lives, because I don't think you can ever speak into things. You can only speak into things and have authority in things that you've walked through, not that you've avoided in your life. And I can even tell on your artwork, Lynette. I mean, honestly, I'm not just saying this because we're friends. I mean, really, it's like your art is coming to a whole new level.
It's so funny because I was going to give up painting. And not because of what I was going through, because as I said, I'm really having to relearn who I am and what do I actually enjoy doing? Am I just doing stuff so it'll sell? What do I like doing? And I was like, maybe I'm just not going to paint anymore. Maybe it's just not my thing. And then I got a commission for a lion's face. And the woman didn't see it till it was revealed to her, the one with the sort of fiery colors.
Yeah, it was powerful.
And the amount of feedback I got, I was like, and I was really proud of it as well. I really liked it, but I also had slowed down a lot, took a lot more time. And then the one that I've just put up recently that I'm taking to David's tent, again, I'm like, did I do that? Did I do that? You know? And I realised, well, maybe my painting days aren't over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And there is fresh sort of breath on it, fresh sort of, just a new season, I think. So
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It feels good. It feels good. I know it feels good for you because I can see it on your face. You know, there are, I'm amazed every week when we listen to the podcast, we look at Facebook, there are literally thousands upon thousands of artists that are connecting with what we're doing.
It's all amazing. Across.
I mean, it is nuts. And you know, as well as I know, that there are people right now that are listening or watching this that are in the same situation that you've been or worse.
Yeah.
And don't feel like there's a way out. And, you know, for all of them, I want to go grab them by the hand and be like, if you would just come into this mentoring community, we can help you and put our arms around you and walk with you. But, you know, that starts, I mean, honestly, it starts with somebody's willingness to say yes to that, right? And so speak directly to that person that, you know, as you're sharing out of your own journey, as you're looking at them saying, listen, I mean, how would you encourage them?
I want them to know that I had got to the stage where I was suicidal. That I wanted to just walk out my house, away from my lovely husband and my kids, and everything that God's blessed me with, and actually just disappear.
Wow.
I mean, properly just not be anymore, because I had no peace inside, and I just wanted to disappear. And I started to have dreams about talking to a couple of my friends. And I knew that the moment even that little bit of darkness, even just a tiny corner of it came out into the light, then it would be the beginning of...
Yeah.
Because while it's in darkness, and while there's a good phrase I like, whatever is denied cannot be healed. If you'll constantly live in that, God can't and won't force you. And so I broke my radio silence with my friends and began to tell them where I was at and got help. And bit by bit, God has done that, has brought all of it out into the light, to the point where I just wanted to tell everything to people that I trust.
Right.
As you know, I came to you and Tanya and just opened up. I mean, here's where I've been.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm at. And I have just step by step come back to life. And I'm so thankful that I didn't do something that I couldn't take back.
Yeah.
And I would encourage them, just tell somebody where you're at.
Yeah.
Reach out. God has got so much more life for you to live. He doesn't want you to exist.
That's right.
Certainly as an artist, we're bursting with life, and God just wants to help that grow in you.
Yeah, that's so good. Listen, would you just take a moment and pray for people right now? Because I just know the Lord wants to release that same freedom that He's working in your heart. He wants to honestly just release in them right now. So just go for it. Listen, wherever you're at on the podcast, whatever, if you need to pull over, if you need to stop what you're doing, just take a moment right now and just receive what the Lord's got. So go for it.
Yeah. Daddy God,
I
know that the main thing that my family and friends out there need is hope, to have hope again. Daddy, I pray that your hope would begin to come into their life like a ray of sunshine coming through a window into a darkened room, Father. I pray that your hope would spring up in their hearts, that they would begin to open up and share and talk and be real and honest and know that there's such love and such acceptance and forgiveness, through others and through fellow artists, through family and friends, that they're not alone in this, that life isn't a sentence, that life is to be lived and enjoyed in abundance. And Father, I pray that you would just reach into that dark place, let your light come in and show them that ray of hope. And that's the beginning of coming out of that, the shadows, into beautiful, glorious, marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Annette, thank you for being on today. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you in such a powerful and vulnerable way, really. I know that folks are going to want to connect with you, hear you, sure, the music that you create, see the art you create. So how's the best place they can do that?
Well, Penny Lane Studios on Facebook will connect you to my artwork, and Penny Lane, no. Awesome. Lynette Penny Gainham and Cadence is where you will find our music. It's what I'd call Scottish worship, so it has the Scottish flavour of worship. And hopefully you'll be encouraged by that music as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've got that song on that album I love, God-Sized Dream, which, listen, everybody needs to go get that. Give me a dream, God, that's bigger than me. I mean, come on, that's what he's in the business of doing. So, Lynette, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today. And for all of you, be encouraged by her story, and definitely connect with her on Facebook or on the website. You'll definitely be encouraged by getting to know Lynette more and more. Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.